I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
6:40, Dr. Kevin Most is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. It's Doc Most on the phone. Doc, the group here had genetic testing done last week. I heard you guys talking about that. Mm-hmm. And do most people need to do this, Doc?
Well, Pete, it's interesting. It depends on what you want it for. So I heard that they teed it up, but I unfortunately had to work and could not listen to the segment. But, you know, when you
were growing
up...
We'll send you the link, Doc. It was a doozy.
Oh, it was.
Well, Pete, when you're growing up, you know, when I was growing up, people say, you know, well, what's your nationality? I said, well, I'm half Irish, and I'm a quarter German and a quarter French. My mom's Irish. My dad was French and German.
Right.
And that's how you just kind of grew up, right? You talked like that. Now, with this testing that they had done, you know, we go back thousands of years instead of going back a generation or two. So from the novelty side of it, it's very interesting for discussion as far as your ancestry. I think what's going to be really cool is what happens as we move forward and how we start using this in medical in the medical world.
Yeah, how is that going to work? Because if you know your genetics, of course, you're going to know if you're predisposed to different diseases. But is that going to help us down the road? I'm sure it will.
Absolutely. You know, if I don't want to say medical geeks, but there was a study that is still going on right now that started in Massachusetts in a town called Framingham, where they convinced, and this is 1950s, they convinced 5,000 people. They said, you know what, we don't know enough about heart disease. We want to study this group of you about heart disease. We want to see what you eat. We want to see how your heart works. We want to see what your lifestyle changes can do. And we know more about heart disease because of these individuals from Framingham, Massachusetts. And now the study's in its third generation. Same thing needs to happen with genetics. We need people that are going to have to step forward and say, you know what? Big brother's not watching me. Here, you can have some of my genes. Here's my history. And then we watch out and we see, because the implications of genetics and knowing what we know about people will make personalized medicine so much better for generations to come.
Doc, I know there's a few tests that are out there to show if you, I guess, are predisposed to some of these, to some cancers. I know, though, others are not, like ovarian cancer and the like. Will there eventually be a test where you can find out almost definitively, yes, I am more likely to get whatever it might be, say cancer, MS, whatever the disease might be, as opposed to somebody else or somebody else in my family?
Yeah. Andre, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg for this. I think people will look back, I don't know whether it's going to be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, and just laugh at what we know now and say, oh my gosh, that's what you guys were working with. So we do know some things right now. And there's two very distinct things we need to talk about here. One is the diagnostic testing. That's kind of what you were talking about, the BRCA gene, we'll say, the BRCA gene,
right,
which is one that we know about a lot about for breast cancer and ovarian. Mm-hmm. And then there was also the ones that you guys were, you know, doing, the 23andMe, where I can say, if you take this test, I can look at it and say, you have a higher chance for Alzheimer's, you have a higher chance for celiac. Not a diagnostic test, but kind of the odds play of saying you have a higher chance of this.
Well, Doc, if you have, I have a very close family, so we have a family tree, so I can look back and say, okay, my grandfather had heart disease, he died of a heart attack. One of my uncles had heart disease, he died of a heart attack. I have three siblings that have had cancer under 50, so I just assume that I'm predisposed to cancer and heart disease.
Correct. So a lot of what we're looking at, Pete, is exactly what you're talking about. We were, I won't say we were terrible in the past as about collecting data, but we were not so good. And a lot of it was on paper, right? So you said, you know, I had a great-grandfather who died of heart disease, or I had a heart attack, or died of cancer. Well, now with the information we have not only do we know what you died from, we know where you worked, we know what you did, we know where you lived, we know a lot of more data about you. But for some of the more simple things, yeah, I can tell you my father died at the age of 61 from a heart attack. My brother had a heart attack at 47. Do you think that I'm concerned about heart disease in my family? Absolutely. So knowing that information up front allows you to make lifestyle changes to minimize the impact of diseases that you may have a possibility of ending up with.
Every Monday, Dr. Kevin Most joins us at this time. Doc, hold on a second. I'm going to ask you about stem cells when we come back, and should we all go out and get genetic testing, okay?
Yep, you got it.
650, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran on the phone with us. He's powered by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. It's Dr. Kevin Most. Doc, I want to talk about should we all go out and get genetic testing? Everyone on the show got it except Dave Bennett, by the way. Why didn't Dave get it?
I think because I was away.
You were
okay,
away.
You were
yeah.
gone. Okay. Andrea, what did you find out?
I found
were
out
you if, shocked about anything?
Not really. I was 100% basically Eastern European, so there was a mixture of Greek and okay. a little bit of Italian, which I didn't know about, but it's all Greek to me. Then they broke down these little, I guess, what were the side reports called, Mary? These forums
or whatnot. Variants or whatever, yeah. The Neanderthal reports.
There were these variants, yeah, and it kind of tells
Neanderthal
you,
reports?
Yeah,
yes.
if you pay a little extra, it tells you, you know, if you are more likely to
have see, back hair.
Have yeah. hair on your pants.
Why are we bringing that up?
Or if you, I know, right? Uh-huh. Hello, Mr. Uh-oh. Mr. Back hair.
No. Just to clarify, Steve gave all the women on the show it for Christmas.
Yeah, he was trying okay. to, I think he thought it would help him figure out
understand
our psyche.
Yeah, because he said he doesn't understand the other side. So that's why we all.
Oh, so I shouldn't feel human race. Bad. Men will no. never right. understand women.
But yeah. then, of course, he had it done on himself.
Well, because he had.
Right.
He could not. He
wanted to yeah. find out.
And actually, his Neanderthal trait was that he had the muscles of a sprinter.
Yes.
Which is very funny because he's the slowest person.
Exactly.
If you
yeah.
walk with him or something.
He was
so.
the athlete of the group.
Well, maybe he was fast back in the day when he had good knees.
There was another one, too. It said if you are more likely to sneeze after you eat dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all the girls.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing that.
And I don't think any of us yeah. have that,
so
that
weird.
Trait.
Doc, should we go out and get the genetic testing?
Yes, I'm sorry I missed that conversation. The initial one, you guys have fun. This is my personal opinion. My personal opinion is yes. And now you can get more than what they got. You know, they got the ancestry essentially a portion of it, and now you can get to see what your risks are of having certain diseases. Now, some people say I don't want to know, and that's fine. It's totally voluntary. But if I could tell you that. Collecting enough data is going to allow us to, in the future, tell somebody what antidepressant they should take, what chemotherapy they should take. The data is out there. We just need to collect it all and put it into the right format. So my personal opinion is, yes, go out and get it. One, the ancestry thing is fun for parties you can talk about. And two, if you find out that you have a higher chance of something, okay, start monitoring for it earlier. The earlier we find diseases, the easier it is for us to correct them.
The statement, I don't want to know, is a cop-out. I think people are scared. I think information is power, especially in my family where heart disease and cancer runs rampant. I think you need to know, right, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest with you, even if you don't want to know, let's think about generations to come. You know, let's think about your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Those are the ones that this is going to make an impact on. And there's going to be a huge study that's starting very soon here. And matter of fact, Chicago will be one of the collection sites that we're going to try to collect millions and millions and millions of people's DNA. Now, some people are saying that's big government and I don't want to do it, but it's actually medical research that really is going to make an impact in the future.
What about saving umbilical cords for stem cells when babies are born? Are they still doing that? I know that was a big thing when Charlie was born 11 years ago.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of interesting. There's a lot of controversy, obviously, about stem cells and what are we going to do with them and how we're going to use them. And just for people who don't understand, stem cells are essentially a cell that can be teased into doing anything. So we'll take heart disease, for example. For heart attacks, when you have a heart attack and a portion of your heart dies because it didn't get enough blood, it got blocked, that essentially is there forever. It'll scar down, but there's no way to regenerate that tissue in the heart. So we have to learn how to do things differently. Fast forward to what might happen with stem cells is that we could potentially now build more heart cells out of these stem cells so that the regeneration of heart disease, of the heart, is better. So stem cells are kind of interesting, and I think that they're going to play more and more of a future as they're allowed to. But right now, it's very restricted.
I had calf surgery. They had to extend one of my tendons in my right calf, and the doctor took stem cells out of my hip and injected them into my heel. And
Correct.
It was only the second time that he's done it, and when I went back in 6 weeks later, I had zero pain in my heel, and that's where all the pain was. And he said, oh, my God, it worked.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So there's two kinds of stem cells. Well, there's more than two, but two basic ones. One is the embryonic, the baby ones. And then one is, as adults, we have stem cells. We have stem cells in our body that allow us to regenerate things, red blood cells, other tissues, skin. So it's the magic of what those cells can do and how we can train them or teach them to be what we want them to be instead of what the body's telling them to be.
Are those stem cell transplants painful, or is that procedure and that process getting a little easier, Doc?
Well, yeah, and it's kind of, to be honest with you, it's kind of hit and miss. I mean, we have cells all over our body, so how do we look under, you know, and say, okay, this one's a stem cell and this one is not? So that's where the science is right now, is to try to tease these things out, to try to identify, how do we identify stem cells faster and with more accuracy so that we can use them in a way that is going to help us regenerate or repair? Because that's what stem cells do. They repair damage in our body. And if anything that we can do, that we can use our own body instead of medications or other treatments, I think is good.
They put me out for surgery, and when I woke up, I was in more pain in my hip from them taking the stem cells out than I was in my foot and my calf.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. You know, people
it hurts.
Have bone, yeah, that people have bone marrow for leukemias, you know, that hurts. And other people, when they go into surgery, you have to realize that, you know, you're put sometimes into a position, your body's put into a position that makes it easier for the surgeon to do his job, but it's not a position that you would sit in for 2-3 hours directly. So sometimes it's like, wow, my surgery was on this part of my body, but this other part of my body hurts. And it's, well, we had to turn you and hold you in this position for 3 hours, and your body didn't like that. But don't worry, that's going to go away. We've corrected the other problem.
It's just crazy. So yes, go out and get genetic testing.
Yeah, I would say yes, go out and get it. And you know what? If people say, hey, you know what? I don't want to do it right now. Just wait. This is, like I said, this is exploding with growth right now. So you're going to start to see, well, right now you can go out and find out about maybe 10, 12 different diseases. And you say, well, none of those interest me. Just wait. You wait 3 years, 5 years. That list is going to continue to grow every year. And we're going to get to know more and more about our body and our genetics and the importance of what we can do. Knowing your genetic makeup is going to make people's lives better in the future.
Dr. Kevin Most. Doc Most, great to talk to you, man. Have a great week.
Pete, take care. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. See you, man. It's 720 WGN.